The truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine. I ate everything over the Thanksgiving holiday edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming to all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, freezing my ass off because it's done dipped down into like what, the 50s, and here in Hollywood Town, 50s might as well be the Arctic mother trucking winds because I is froze up in here. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. I tell you all the time what happens when you throw the / listen behind that. Let me tell you what happens. You get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? Okay. So do your ear holes a favor and start tuning in. The Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, West Coast time. Now, if you can't be bothered to get on the internets at 7 in the morning or 7 in the evening, West Coast time, anywhere else, due to math, my brain hurts, it's early, then you can download the podcast off of the iTunes, the Stitcher, the SoundCloud, the Crab Diving website. So get off your lazy butts and just do it, okay? Okay. Also, you can follow me on the Twits at the H Wood Hick, and you can follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay, okay. Particulars out of the way. What's going on? Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm so sick and tired. I don't even know why I even pay attention to the news anymore. Do y'all look at the news? I don't know why I look at the news, because all I want to do is throw things at the news anymore, because people are just nuts and everybody's just nuts. Because now we got this freaking Donald Trump going to be president bullshit, which is just beyond words up here that the Hollywood Hick ain't even got words for anymore, because the shit that comes out of his mouth, like, shut the fuck up and be presidential. We are stuck for the next 4 years with a bloviating pumpkin head with a dead mangy fox on top of his fart puds. I don't understand why we have to go through this. Like, people are so fucking backwards. I don't get it. Why can't we all just get along? All you're doing is sowing dissent. And also, these people with this recount for Hillary, stop, Jill Stein. Jill Stein, you didn't get no votes. Hillary didn't get enough votes in the places that she needed to get votes. She got the popular vote, yes. But honestly, right now, you ain't going to change shit. It ain't going to change shit. All you're doing is just stirring the pot even more. Why do everybody needs to stir the fucking pot instead of trying to figure out how to get along and get through this shit and fix problems? Like, yeah, you know what? I'd say that there probably should be some changes made to the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. Maybe we should call it what it is, the Affordable Care Act. You want to call it Obamacare on account of you want to put his name and face on something that he tried to do good, but all you motherfuckers on the Republican side did nothing but get in the way to try to stop it from being anything what it could have been, and now you're bitching on the flip side that it's all fucked up. Well, guess what? Now it's your turn to fix it. Fix it. Quit talking. Fix it. Give us a plan. Don't say we're just going to repeal it, because you can't just snatch insurance away from all those fucking people. What do you think is going to happen? Do you honestly think that's going to make anything better? Because you are a fool living in a fool's paradise if that is what you're thinking. You need to pull your head straight out your ass and come into fucking reality. Okay? Okay. I'm just saying, it's all. What? It's like this whole thing. Now he's talking about, like, he's going to throw people in jail for burning the flag. You know what? Don't burn the flag. Yes, don't burn the flag. But if you do, it's not a jailable offense, because especially if you paid your own money for that flag. So you're making a statement. Yes, it's a shitty statement, but it's a statement anyway, and you should be allowed to do it. But I don't think it's something you should do. I'm just saying, I can't tell you you're going to be thrown in the jailhouse because you burned up a flag. What else is going on? I'm just doing this all off the top of my head. Like, honestly, I just want to slap him across the face. He's trying to maybe make this David Petraeus, that 4-star general who got in trouble because he was telling secrets to his mistress. And now he's thinking that might be a good idea for Secretary of State, which but he like gives Hillary a whole rash of shit for similar fucking actions with her emails or whatnot. But yet this dude who went around blabbing everything to his mistress, and maybe who knows who else? We don't know for sure. We don't know for sure. It's fucking ridiculous. What else is going on? Like, I honestly can't pay attention to it, but all I do is pay attention to it, which is mind-boggling to me. The Hollywood Hick is boggled in the brains. So you know what I'm gonna do? Fuck Trump. Fuck everybody else. Fuck Kellyanne Conway and her nonsense, where they're sitting there, like, she's like ridiculous. She's fucking ridiculous. How anybody, but I can't. Like, see, like, I have no words. It's hard for the Hollywood Hick to have no words, but really, I have no words sometimes. I'm just like, a what? What? And people that support it are nuts. Okay, case in point right here, okay? I was looking over. I've known of this website, but I didn't really pay it a whole bunch of attention. But I think I'm going to start paying it more attention because I kind of like it. And I like the angle they come from because it sort of aligns with what I kind of think and believes, right? Right here on the Hollywood Hick program on the Crab Diving Network, right? Well, to illustrate how honkies have gone nuts. Like, I don't understand. Like, don't you realize that, like, you're going to be bastardized everywhere? And people got cameras in their pockets or in their purses everywhere they go. That's the world we live in. So these people who are so shocked on the flip side when your ass ended up on the interwebs, when you were showing your ass and acting a straight-up fool doing retarded. Yes, I probably shouldn't use that word, but sometimes it slips out. The Hollywood Hick ain't perfect. But doing fucked up, stupid, untoward nonsense that's just fucking ridiculous, right? Well, I come across this story on the Raw Story website, right? Well, there's this woman, apparently, over, and this took place over in, where are we at? Raw Story, load up page. Oh, my God. My computer is so fucked. Y'all, if I do nothing but bitch about this computer through this entire episode, I apologize in advance. But I'm telling you, my computer is done gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Apple can suck a fart straight out of my ass because I am convinced that they build their shit to only last so long before it starts going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and starts doing all kind of untoward nonsense. So you're like, fuck it. I can't stand this anymore. And you go out and get yourself a new computer. But you know what? I'm going to fight you, people. I'm going to figure this out and I am going to make this fucking thing work because I ain't going out and spending another $2,000 on a fucking computer when I ain't needing to spend no $2,000 on no fucking computer when I got one right in front of my face that should still work. But you fuckers done went around and tried to put some little freaking doomsday device up in there that makes it start going fucking nuts. I digress. But this story comes out of a Michael's craft store in Chicago, right? Not even Florida. This is Chicago, where people are going nuts. But the headline here reads, I voted for Trump, so there. White shopper melts down after black workers ask her to pay for bag. Now, you realize that that is the world that we are living in now. Here in California, we have a new law that we voted in that says no more plastic bags unless you pay for the bitch, because all we're doing is filling up the seas and the landfills with nothing but plastic that doesn't do anything but just sit there forever and ever and ever and ever and harm things. Like, don't you get that, you entitled fucking see you next Tuesday? Just shut the fuck up and pay your fucking buck for a bag and move on with your life. But no, here, I'll tell you the story according to the Raw Story people here. This is an example of what Trump has brought into this world, or not brought into, but has sort of shined a light on and empowered this group to think that they can go about acting like this right here. But according to the Raw Story people, it says a shopper erupted in fury and claimed anti-white discrimination after she was asked to purchase a $1 reusable bag at a Chicago area arts and crafts store. Michaels. Good thing this wasn't Hobby Lobby, because you know how that would have turned out. Hobby Lobby would have been over there kissing her ass going like, yeah, and no reproductive rights for women. But that's another story for another day. Story goes on. Another customer began recording when she overheard the woman insulting the store's black employees and shouting about Donald Trump. I voted for Trump, so there, the woman shouted. You want to kick me out for that? And look who won. Yeah, so apparently, goes on, the angry shopper claimed she had been discriminated against because she was white and had voted for Trump in the lengthy rant recorded Wednesday at Michael's in the city's Lakeview neighborhood. Now, see, that's the thing, okay? So basically, like, you're assuming, like, I don't know why you have to go around and go like, I voted for Trump. I would like these crafting supplies, please. That ain't how the world works, you dumbass. See you next Tuesday. It just doesn't work that way. Well, apparently says the woman has not been identified. Noticed other customers had pulled out their phones to record her harangue, which witnesses said went on for more than half an hour. You spent half an hour of your day ranting and raving over a $1 plastic bag because you feel slighted because you voted for a pumpkin head with a dead mangy fox and a fart puss. Do you get that? Thing is, this woman would never be able to wrap her brain around how stupid and absurd that bullshit is. Re-motherfucking-dickolous. Okay? Okay. Woman goes on screaming, I don't know what you're videoing, lady. I was just discriminated against by two black women, and you being a white woman, you're literally thinking that that's okay. You standing there with your baby thinking that's okay. Now, what the woman is standing there thinking, sugar, is she's standing there thinking that you are a crazy-ass, crazy person who is giving other white people a bad name, and you need to shut the fuck up, pay a dollar for your goddamn bag, and move on with your life because you are spending way too much time worrying about a $1 bag and waiting for some way for a black person to maybe slight you in a way that you can go off on one of your freaking tirades. No, the world doesn't work that way. You aren't entitled to a fucking thing, lady. You are not entitled to nothing. Period. You are only entitled to maybe reaping some of what you sow. And apparently you're going to be reaping a whole lot of fucking hell to pay on account of you're a freaking crazy person who thinks it's okay to say that you're being discriminated against when basically you're being treated like everyone else only because you are just waiting for an opportunity to be discriminated against so that you can start going on one of your freaking tirades because you have nothing better to do with your mother trucking life. Okay? Okay. Story continues. The angry shopper accuses the other woman's 2-year-old child of stealing. Like, that's what she does. So basically, you deflect onto a 2-year-old child. There you go, sugar. That's what fine, upstanding citizens do. That's what they do, right? And then records video of the mother and child before turning her wrath back on the store's employees, screaming, "You're a liar. I don't care because I'm a consumer. I'm a consumer." You know, we're all consumers. There are probably a shit ton of consumers in line behind you who would like to go about paying for their freaking crafting supplies so they could go home and do some fucking scrapbooking or freaking build them whatever freaking wreath they want to make for their freaking Christmas door and move on with their life. But you know what they can't do? They can't pay them for their shit and move on with their day because you have figured out that you just need to be offensive and a pain in the fucking ass because you want to be discriminated against so bad that so you can go on one of these fucking tirades. Now, as if that wasn't enough, see, welcome to the wonderful world of the internet, crazy woman from Chicago who thinks she's being discriminated against when she is not being discriminated against. She's just being treated like everybody else, but heaven forbid you not get special fucking treatment. This bitch, apparently people noticed her on the interwebs because people were like, oops, loudmouth crazy people like that oftentimes don't go unnoticed because people go like, oops, loudmouth crazy person. I think I'm going to try to stay away from that. Note to self, she's straight up cuckoo for bananas. I am not going to have anything to do with that. So still on the raw story says here, Trump supporter caught in racist Michael's rant previously berated Pete's Coffee employee. So she got busted because apparently this is the MO for this crazy ass woman, right? Goes on and says, a Chicago woman, see, this is the thing, thank you, Mr. Trump, president-elect, for ushering in a wave of people who think this is okay. By the way, I want to thank you for that, because you know what, job well done, if that was your intent, because now we've got a freaking country full of crazy people. Britain's full of crazy Brexit people, now we're full of fucking Trump crazy people. This world is going to the shitter faster than anything I've ever seen in my life, right? Well, says here, we're going to continue this, we're going to go into this story, because then she gets fucking busted and called out by name. We're getting to that right here. Okay, here we go. A Chicago woman whose racist rant against black employees went viral was caught on video in another incident berating coffee shop workers. Because, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go out and just berate people on the regular because that's how fine, upstanding citizens act. Not, right? Well, the woman who has been identified by social media users as Jennifer Boyle, there you go, bitch, called out by name on the interwebs. You're fucked. Good. I hope you got Twitters and all kind of other shit for people to come over and start giving you a taste of your own medicine. But she made national news Monday after employees at a Michael's start to blah, blah, blah. We've been through that part, right? Where the cashier charged for a dollar. Blah, blah, blah. We know that part. Boyle's now deleted LinkedIn profile shows she attended DePaul University and worked as a human resources business partner at Sinai Health System. But the company said on Facebook that she had stopped working there prior to the Michael's incident. See, like, I love this. Like, human resources. Aren't you supposed to be the one who's supposed to look out for the employees, make sure they don't get discriminated against and shit like that? But there you go. Good thing you ain't in human resources anymore because you the discriminating this bitch come along in a long time. So, but as far as I'm concerned, you would be unable to do your job. So by the leash, I'm just saying this out. A commenter on the Chicagoans website claims to have worked with Boyle, who the writer claims was batshit racist crazy. Now, previous actions support this claim, so I'm going to go with it, right? Goes on to say, this person says she is just as nuts in person as this video depicts. From a legal perspective, I'm not sure what I am or am not allowed to say, but I will leave it at this. Everyone, all caps, Kanye style, was happy when they found out she was no longer welcome back. Well, it's not clear when or why Boyle stopped working for Sinai Health System or whether she is currently employed elsewhere. Heaven forbid, I feel for anybody who has to work with this chick because she seems straight up stone cold nuts, right? Person went on and said, when I worked at Sinai, I was her conduit for all her mental anguish. On my last day, I warned everyone that was at my going away outing to be careful around her and that she was mentally unstable. After I left, she unleashed on everyone within the department. Even though I told you so feels good for a moment, this is unprecedented. Goes on and says, another video turned up that showed the same woman behaving in a similar manner at a Pete's Coffee and Tea. The undated video shows the woman reacting after a manager called her a bitch for treating employees rudely. You're a bitch, she says. You are literally the bitch. Do you see where we're at? You're the bitch. And I'm like, honestly, you know what? Sometimes when you're being a bitch and then you get called a bitch, that doesn't then conversely make the person who lets you know that you're being a bitch a bitch. You get that? It's also the asshole rule. If you're being an asshole and I let you know you're being an asshole, that does not make me the asshole for letting you know that you're being an asshole. That just means I pointed out you're being an asshole and maybe it's time to stop. Same goes for the word bitch. If you're being a fucking bitch, then quit being a fucking bitch and you won't get called a fucking bitch. Period. End of story. How it works. Okay? That's how it goes. Story goes on and says she insults the floor manager and tells him she feared for her life after employees treated her disrespectfully. And the woman threatens to call the corporate office to report the incidents as she did at Michael's. You know, you want to know what? She said to the coffee shop manager. I could stereotype you and call you something. You don't even have to right there because you just said it in one sentence exactly what you are capable of and what you think and how you are. You're like, I'm not going to say it because I know that freaking people will come screaming and yelling at me. But right here, right now, if I could, I would be calling you every N-word iteration I could think of right now. Well, apparently somebody named Jesse Grady, who's one of the ones who recorded the rant at the Michaels, set up a GoFundMe for those employees. It's raised $18,000. Hell, I want to get yelled at by a racist. If I can get $18,000 for just getting yelled at, I'll get yelled at for 30 minutes. Come yell at me. You can call me whatever you want. You can call me every homo name in the book. And I'll be like, okay. Yep. I done that. Yep. You know what? I have sucked a dick. Look at that. Whoa. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Where's my $18,000? That's what I'm saying. They were hoping to get $400. So good. I'm glad there's some people out there who care enough to send some money to people who got yelled at by a crazy person. Apparently it says, the person who set it up said, I'd like to do something to try and make up to the employee who was the main target of this racist attack. I'd like to show her that, see, good thing there are still some good people in the world. I'd like to show her that many people are horrified by how this woman treated her and that we stand with her and appreciate her hard work. She inspired me because despite the hateful words that were being hurled in her direction, she stood in that entranceway calm and unmoving to protect her staff and customers. Good for you. Good for you. Michael's also issued a statement basically saying, like, fuck these kind of people. I paraphrase here for the Michael's people, but they're like, fuck these kind of people. We don't allow this kind of shit. Get the fuck out. That's pretty much what they say. But they say it in a much nicer way than the Hollywood Hick does because I like to cuss my way through things. That's just how that works. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Oh, you know what? Speaking of cussing, I got to quit talking about this. It drives me nuts. But I'm glad this woman got to taste her own medicine. So now she's all over the interwebs looking like a straight up mouth breathing moron, which she is. And that's that. But speaking of cussing, as I just did, then I mentioned this on the last episode that I was going to talk about this. So I can think of no better time to talk about it than now. But I came across this article over on the Daily Mail a little while back that I saved. And then I keep forgetting to bring it up because I don't know why, because I load up, we talk about it, but says here, is swearing a sign of intelligence? People who curse have a larger vocabulary than those who don't. You hear that? Is swearing a sign of intelligence? I would like to think so as much as I like cussing, because cussing is one of my favorite things in the whole world to do. Cussing is so much fun. It's so much fun to cuss. I don't know why people get so upset by it. It's much more colorful and fun. It's just, I don't know, it just expresses how I feel in that moment. When I'm saying I'm fucking pissed off, it is better than saying, I'm pissed off. Like, fucking pissed off means that you are done and done. Stick a fork right in me because I am about to blow. My inner hell no can take no more, right? Well, this says, you might have been told swearing shows a lack of intelligence or a limited vocabulary, but experts have revealed this is not the case, and the use of profanity can in fact be a sign of a smart person. You hear that? The Hollywood Hick is uber smart on account of I can use fuck goddamn shit better than most people because I love cussing. It says here, studies have shown those with foul mouths are more articulate and have a larger vocabulary than their peers. You hear that? More articulate. I am more articulate than most. how that works. But some dude named Benjamin Bergen, professor of cognitive sciences at UC San Diego, says we have many misconceptions about using foul language. Professor Bergens is author of a book called What the F. See, you might as well just call it What the Fuck. You're just talking about how swearing is good, and then you won't even use the word on your book. Come on, Benjamin Bergen. I will let that go. What swearing reveals about our language, our brains, and ourselves. According to this fella, says, it turns out that there are amazing things you can find out about how the mind works, how the brain works, people's human sociality just by looking at profanity. Swearing could be linked to higher intelligence and a bigger vocabulary. Research in 2014 revealed people who have frequently swear are more likely to have a bigger vocabulary than their clean-tongued peers. Because you know what? We got a whole lot of curse words we got to use up. A colorful tongue does not mean the talker is lazy or uneducated, the study published in the Languages Sciences Journal found. Instead, those who are more confident using taboo words are more articulate in other areas. Right, because I don't give a fuck who I say fuck in front of most times, because sometimes fuck is the only word that applies to what I need to say and how I need to say it. It's my favorite word. Yes, I know it is probably a little bit bad when fuck has become your like, but honestly, that's just how I feel. Like, I'm just like, oh, fuck, what's that word instead of no, I'm like, fuck, what is a fuck? See, I'll just say fuck sometimes. That's not cussing, that's just almost cussing. There's a marked difference, right? Well, goes on and says, the experiment asked participants to say as many swear words as they could think of in 60 seconds. They were then asked to do the same with animals. Those who knew the most swear words were more likely to name the most animals as well, the research found. See, if I know lots of curse words, I know lots of animals. I know a lot of animals, bears, tigers, cats, dogs. We could go on forever. You see how I stopped there? Chickens. See, there's more. There's lots of animals out there, right? Well, goes on and says, they added that those who used taboo words were able to make nuanced distinctions and could use language expressively. We cannot help but judge others on the basis of their speech, these people wrote, right? This Bergen fella. Unfortunately, when it comes to taboo language, it is a common assumption that people who swear frequently are lazy, do not have an adequate vocabulary, lack education, or simply cannot control themselves. In their conclusion, they added, the overall finding of this set of studies that taboo fluency is, wait a minute, back it up, I can't read. The overall finding of this set of studies that taboo fluency is positively correlated with other measures of verbal fluency undermines the normal view of swearing. Basically, they're saying speakers who use taboo words understand their general expressive content as well as nuanced distinctions that must be drawn to use slurs appropriately. The ability to make nuanced distinction indicates the presence of a more rather than less linguistic knowledge. See, like, that's because I am able to know when somebody is using a swear word in a way to offend and when somebody's using a swear word in a way to be colorful. I choose to think that my swear words are just colorful and not offensive. And if you are offended, fuck you. I don't give a fuck if you are offended, because if a word fuck offends you, then you really got issues and there's bigger problems out in the world than the fact that the Hollywood hick likes to say fuck on his own program that you could turn off if you wanted to, but you keep listening anyway because you probably like hearing the word fuck. I'm just saying is all, right? Well, says here, 49 participants between age 18 and 22 were used in the experiment. There's this idea that swearing might be cathartic, Professor Benjamin Bergen from UC, whatever, we've been through that. How many times you got to say the same shit over and over, Daily Mail? Yes, he's from, we already established, he's from UC San Diego. Okay, how many times we got to say it? But according to Professor Bergen, swearing makes people no less aggressive. Another group of researchers has claimed swearing is a harmless emotional release, which could make you feel stronger, though only in moderation. In an experiment, participants were made to play aggressive computer games and could recall a wider variety of swear words after their session, as well as turning the air blue much more often. Rather than proving we swear more than we are angry, the psychologists instead, wait a minute, back it up, I can't read again. Rather than just proving we swear more than we are angry, the psychologists insisted the study showed profanity can be an emotional coping mechanism which makes us feel more resilient. I can buy that. I feel better after a few fucks, goddams, and shits. I'm just saying his own. The group presented the findings of their study to the British Psychological Society's annual conference. In the video game study, they said participants were asked to recall as many profanities as they could before and after playing. Senior lecturer Dr. Richard Stevens said the video games made people feel more aggressive, so their language became more emotional and they swore. This explains swearing and makes it more acceptable. We want to use more taboo words when we are emotional. We grow up learning what these words are, and using these words while we are emotional can help us feel stronger, right? I agree. So what I'm saying is, if you like to cuss like the Hollywood Hick does, that means in Mob Wives that were on VH1, them's the cussingest people I ever seen in my entire life. I used to watch that show half because it made me feel better about all my cussing, because I could never keep up with all their cussing. But apparently those women are smart as fuck. And apparently, according to this, the Hollywood Hick is smart as a motherfucking fucker, right? That's what I'm saying is all. So get out there, keep a cussing. Cuss up a storm, because everybody thinks that that's cool. Well, I don't know if everybody thinks it's cool. I don't give a fuck if you think it's cool. I just like cussing, and that's what I do here on my program, and it's my program, and I'll do whatever the hell I want. Okay. Moving on to something else to talk about here. What else is going on in this world? Like, everybody just makes me want to, like, slap a bitch. There's some celebrities in trouble. Let's talk about celebrities in trouble these days. What's his name? Anthony Michael Hall, that's his name, the one off of Weird Science, right? He was on the John Hughes movies back in the day. He was in Weird Science. He was in Breakfast Club. He was in 16 Candles. He's been in a bunch of stuff, right? He was actually even in Edward Scissorhands and shit like that. Apparently, though, this dude got some serious rage issues he's going to have to work through. Him and that woman at the Michaels could probably hook up and get along, because this dude has seriously got some straight up rage going on up inside of his ass, right? Because apparently what had happened, and I think I might have talked about this a while back when it first originally happened, but I ain't 100% sure if I talked about it before, but whatever. This is over here on the Los Angeles Times, right? Says right here, like people, this dude is like, stay away from him, is what I'm saying. You see him coming, you go the other way, because he ain't no skinny geek no more. He's like some crazed meathead, just done gone cuckoo for fucking Cocoa Puffs, rage, anger rage, right? Well, says right here, former Brat Pack star Anthony Michael Hall charged with attacking neighbor, right? Yeah, he fucked a bitch up. That's what he done went and did. Says here, Breakfast Club actor Anthony Michael Hall is facing a charge of felony battery with serious bodily injury after he allegedly shoved a neighbor to the ground and broke his wrist, according to authorities. Right? Well, apparently the incident occurred at Hall's Playa del Rey condominium complex on September 13th when the neighbor left a gate open, according to the authorities. Yeah, because that's such a horrible. I mean, left the gate open. Oh, my goodness. The gate wide open? How dare you? Well, goes on and says, the neighbor suffered a broken wrist and back injury when the actor shoved him to the ground after an argument turned physical. According to court records, Hall, 48, was charged on November 17th, but has yet to surrender to authorities. He faces up to 7 years in prison if convicted. 7 years in the pocket. Don't be going around pushing people to the ground, especially when you got pre-existing anger issues. The Los Angeles Police Department's Pacific Division investigated the incident, which was reportedly captured on videotape. The neighbor obtained a temporary restraining order against Hall after the incident, but did not seek a permanent injunction, according to the court records. The neighbor alleges that he and the actor have had several run-ins in their gated community in the past. Blah, blah, blah. Hall was in Breakfast Club, all that shit we already talked about, whatever. So basically what I'm saying is, stay away from Anthony Michael Hall, because he crazy and he might be going to jail for beating a bitch down over a freaking gate that somebody left open. And apparently there's like pre-existing issues. So, ugh. Now, he ain't the only one going cuckoo for fucking Cocoa Puffs, right? Where's this other one? Who do I like talking about too? Because he's straight up freaking just an entitled little see you next Tuesday bitch ass bitch, needs to be slapped across the face. But guess who else is up to antics but our good friend Justin Bieber's and his bitch ass self. Like when he first came out, I so wanted him to be the exception. I was like, look how cute he is. He's talented. He's got catchy pop songs. And then the older he gets, the more I just want to freaking punch him in the throat, which is what he tried to do to a fan over somewhere. Let's get into it. This is on the Daily Beast. It says Justin Bieber punches teenage fan in the face. See, celebrities are nuts. Apparently, Justin Bieber unleashed a zinging left hook into the face of a teenage fan who got too close after concert last night. Well, you know what happens? Because I saw the video on this. Basically, he's pulling out in his limousine or whatever in the back seat, got the window down, everything, like yelling at everybody. Like, then don't roll your fucking window down if you don't want people coming over and trying to get a look or say hello or whatever, because for whatever reason, people still love your ass. A bunch of those little young, stupid people who ain't got no freaking brains of their own, but they love your ass and they put up with your stupid shit, but you can't go fucking punching people in the face just because it don't, whatever. Apparently, Justin Bieber took a swing at a teenage fan from a moving car Wednesday and left the Spanish kid with a split lip and a story to tell. Bieber showed off a surprisingly tasty left hook after the boy touched him through a backseat open window in the car the 22-year-old singer was being driven in as he made his way to the Barcelona stadium for the latest stop on his Purpose tour. He's also like pitching a fit, like he's such a little punk ass bitch. He gets all upset telling everybody like not to talk during his concert. Quit clapping for me so much. Quit yelling your love and adulations in my direction while I'm trying to like pontificate on some bullshit. Nobody, just keep singing, Justin. Don't nobody want to hear you pontificate on shit. But apparently the video shows Bieber reacting with a sharp punch that makes contact with the youngster's face. Punching kids, question mark. He really is all man. The boy turned to friends immediately after with a bloody mouth telling them in Spanish, he just punched me, before repeating the same sentence in disbelief to a nearby camera in the state of amazement as other fans crowd around him. He does not look entirely displeased, however, as he regales onlookers with the story, saying, I touched his face like this and he went boom. Well, maybe you shouldn't have reached in and touched his face. But also, Biebs, if you don't want fucking people trying to reach in, don't roll the window down. Just don't do it. That's just what you do. Just keep on moving and keep on going, because obviously you can't handle it. He does not look entirely displeased. Oh, blah, 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 blah. We already read that part. The local police said they would not automatically be investigating the incident, as it was a misdemeanor rather than a crime, and that it was up to the victim to decide whether blah, blah, blah. But basically, Biebs, quit being a little punk-ass bitch, dude. Quit being a punk-ass bitch. If you don't like all the freaking attention, then go away for a little bit. You don't got to keep going out on tour. You got plenty of money. Just go do whatever's for a little while. Get away. Regroup. Pull it in. Reel it in. Let that inner hell know. Calm the fuck down, because obviously you got some straight up issues. Now, as if two wasn't enough, we got one more person who's, I don't know if you'd call this one famous or not. She's famous to me only because she's famously cuckoo freaking bananas and married to another cuckoo bananas person who spawned a crazy person who was a child star who then is now like super crazy and inventing accents and going around like apparently doing like all kind of untoward nonsense and ain't got a pot to piss in, but for whatever reason people find her fascinating and they keep like footing the bill for her or whatever. Or if you believe some, she's a high dollar hooker over in Dubai and shit like that. I don't know, but I'm talking about Lindsay Lohan, looking like she's 900 years old when she's only like 20 something. I don't get it. Like, she is, I don't get it. We want to talk about somebody who looks like 10 miles a hard road, that'd be Lindsay Lohan. She's just, she looks a straight up fright every time. I don't care how gussied up she gets, still underneath it all, I just see a fright up in there. Just like, just looks a straight up mess. Just a mess. Not pretty. Could have been pretty, but like the looks destroyed by all the years of hard living. It's just how it is. Not everybody's lucky to be able to bounce back from hard living like a Hollywood hick. But going on, basically what I'm talking about is Lindsay Lohan's daddy, Michael Lohan, is married to this crazy woman, Kate Major. He's done popped out a couple more kids with. Wow, I'll never know, because this woman is straight up nuts. But these two got some kind of attraction that apparently just transcends something. I don't know what. But according to the page 6 here, it says Kate Major sentenced to 6 months in jail. Yep, guess who's going back to the hooscow? Kate Major will be spending the holidays behind bars. Michael Lohan's estranged wife, 33, violated her probation by assaulting an officer in South Florida in late October and will now spend the next 6 months in jail, according to TMZ. Says here, let's see what she did at assaulting an officer. Let's click on that. She was busted for a drunken attack on a cop. So there, if we go back to the page 6 people, this happened back in October, right? Actress Lindsay Lohan's stepmother is accused of assaulting a police officer following a domestic disturbance in South Florida. Jail records show 33-year-old Kate Major Lohan was arrested Sunday on charges of disorderly intoxication and battery on a law enforcement. News media outlets report arrest documents say officers arriving at a Delray Beach home found Kate Lohan yelling and apparently drunk. Police say her husband, Michael Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's father, refused to let her inside his home because she was going crazy nuts drunk. That's what happens. Motherfuckers, what happened here? Police say Kate Lohan threatened to throw a bag of ice in an officer's face. She was arrested after trying to lunge past an officer to get inside the home. While walking to a patrol car, police say Kate kicked an officer in the leg. She said she was trying to protect herself. No, you were drunk as cootie fucking brown, Kate. And then now you're going to jail because you violated your probation because you got drunk, got all self-entitled, and went kicking and screaming. And guess what happened? Now you're going to jail. She was initially on probation following a 2015 incident in New Orleans where she allegedly got drunk on a plane and threatened the crew. I remember that. She went crazy nuts on there. What is with people going nuts on planes? I don't remember hearing stories of people going nuts on planes quite as often. Heard a story just the other day about some dude on a Delta Airlines for no reason at all whatsoever went on some freaking giant Trump rant telling everybody who voted for Hillary how horrible and awful and hateful they were and just kept going and on and on and on and on. And now he's banned from Delta. So it's like, there you go, dude. Quit freaking out on planes. Another woman, apparently they just got landed and were taxiing up to the terminal, and she opens the emergency door and jumps the fuck out. Like, who? That, like, you couldn't wait another 10 minutes? I know it's a pain in the ass getting off one of those planes when you're way in the back because you got to wait on every fool in front of you to get out, but that's just how it works. Stay in your seat, keep reading your book, and just wait till it's your fucking turn. Quit being nuts, people. But apparently says here, the October incident in which Major assaulted an officer began after police arrived, blah, 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 we went through that. The Associated Press reported that Major threatened to throw a bag of ice, we went through that. Basically, she's going to jail for 6 months because she got drunk and went nuts when she was already on probation, and now look what happened to this crazy person. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow, we're talking about people. Well, I don't know if this dude's exactly famous, but he's rich as fuck, apparently, and up to no good again because this story made me laugh, too. We're going to move on to something else. But apparently, this is according to the Daily Mail over there across the pond. But says right here, right? Fiat Air Lapo Elkin, 39, goes on two-day bender with transgender escort in New York City housing project, then claims he was kidnapped to get ransom money from his family to pay for his drug binge. Yep, you heard that right. This dude, he is, oh my goodness, look at his outfit. Oh, my goodness. If y'all could see this picture I'm looking at right now over on the Daily Mail, I have to post this to the Facebook page on account of this blue outfit he's got on with girl shoes. This is the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. But it says here, a debauched and drug-fueled weekend with a transgender escort has landed Fiat Air Lapo Elkin in trouble with the police, right? Law enforcement officials report that Elkin, who was worth a reported $800 million, yep, $800 million. You can be stupid and still have $800 million. Spent the Thanksgiving holiday in a Manhattan housing project where he was supplied with a steady stream of cocaine, marijuana, and alcohol. When it came time for Elkin to settle up for the goods and services he had been provided during his two-day binge, the cash-strapped millionaire attempted to get his hands on 10 grand by allegedly calling up his family rep and claiming he had been kidnapped. Page 6 reports that the family rep immediately called authorities and that Elkin later filed a police report leading to the arrest of 29-year-old Curtis McKinstry on a charge of grand larceny by extortion. After investigating the matter further, however, police dropped the charges against McKinstry and instead charged Elkin with a misdemeanor for falsely reporting an incident. There you go. Good. I'm glad Curtis didn't get in trouble for something he didn't do just because he was over there doing a little toot toot, hey, beep beep with this fella, with this Fiat fella. And then also I'm getting a little busy because apparently everybody likes to get busy, and this dude, he's got money and like resources, so why wouldn't you do it, especially if you are looking to get you some. I'm just saying. But apparently this incident comes 11 years after Elkin overdosed on a mixture of heroin and cocaine while in the company of a 53-year-old transsexual prostitute. This dude likes transsexual prostitutes. You know, some people just do. Who all got caught with them? Eddie Murphy did a couple of, hell, I can't remember now, but transsexual hookers do pretty good. I used to watch transsexual hookers outside the windows at a job I had one time because they all congregated right outside the windows. And it was fascinating to watch. It was completely fascinating to watch their whole like system of how they like see them coming and then they sort of egg them on and then the dude turns up the street and then they walk up a little bit, get in the car. One of them did it on roller skates, which I was thoroughly, thoroughly impressed by because getting in and out of cars on roller skates had to be not that easy in them tight ass outfits this chick was wearing, right? I'm just saying. I digress. But Elkin met up with McKinstry on Thanksgiving night after reportedly contacting a number of escort services in the city. The 39-year-old society fixture, who in 2009 was named to the Best Dressed Hall of Fame by Vanity Fair, headed with McKinstry to her government-subsidized apartment at the Strauss Houses on East 28th Street. Elkin then proceeded to spend Thursday night all day Friday and part of Saturday imbibing in a mixture of booze, pot, and blow, according to the law enforcement. Then on Saturday, Elkin allegedly called a representative for his family to inform them that he was being held against his will and needed $10,000 in ransom to be set free by his alleged kidnapper. That story done went and fell apart. Less than 24 hours later, however, according to law enforcement, who discovered that Elkin had placed a call to the family rep from his own cell phone. See, you can't fix stupid. Like, you can have a whole lot of money and still be stupid. And especially when you cracked out, you're going to do some stupid shit, a la this story, right? Are you feeling better about yourself? I certainly am. Police also learned that Elkin had, in fact, been free to leave the apartment at any time. He is now set to be arraigned in a Manhattan court on January 25 for filing that false report. The day before he departed for New York City, Elkin posted a video on his Instagram account discussing the business trip he was about to embark on, saying at one point, "I'll be seeing many interesting characters in the creative field and in the entrepreneurial field in the next few days." It also appears that he continued to post to his account during his alleged drug binge, with three posts going up between Friday and Saturday while he was with McKinstry. One post featured a photo of Steve McQueen from the 1971 film La Mange, which Elkin captioned by writing, "Speed is everything, never stop." I don't know what that means. It was reported in August that Elkin had proposed to girlfriend Shermaine Sharivar, I cannot pronounce people's names to save my mother trucking life, right? She's an Iranian model who he only met this past May at the Cannes Film Festival. The speculations was fueled due to large part to an Instagram photo posted by the Middle Eastern beauty that showed her wearing a diamond on her ring finger. Both Elkin and Sharivar, I think that's how you say it, refused to comment on the engagement rumors. On Tuesday, the beauty queen posted a message on her Instagram account that appeared to address her boyfriend's legal troubles and alleged dalliance with another woman. "Until you're broken, you don't know what you're made of. It gives you the ability to build yourself all over again, but stronger than ever," read the post. So apparently she didn't like what she saw on the news and what people were telling her about her fiancé, who is all cracked out, hooking up with transsexual hookers over in New York City while she's over across the pond thinking she's fixing to get married to some rich-ass motherfucker, which apparently may or may not be happening, according to that. Elkin was born in New York City, spent his youth and teenage years in London, and at the age of 17 moved to Turin, secured a job in the family business back in 2003 when he was named Fiat's director of marketing. He was only in that position for 2 years, however, stepping down after his 2005 overdose in the Trent apartment of transsexual prostitute Donato Bracco, who was known as Patrizia in her professional life. He was 28 at the time. He had until that point been the face of Fiat since joining the automobile giant in 2003, and news of his overdose coupled with the company he was keeping at the time made headlines worldwide. Early reports suggested he had been with his girlfriend of 2 years, Italian actress Martina Stella, when he overdosed, but those claims quickly proved to be untrue. The couple soon split after that incident, right? This poor dude. Patrizia was one of just three transsexual escorts that Elkin had been partying with that night before falling into a coma, with two other women named Cinzia and Tanny also joining the group. She would later reveal in an interview with Chi, I don't know what that is, that the night of the overdose was the fifth evening she had spent with Elkin, who paid each of the women €1,000, according to one report. Elkin spent 2 days in a coma and checked himself in a rehab facility immediately after the release from hospital. He later said of the incident in an interview with Vanity Fair, "I'm very pissed off with myself because I made a huge mistake, but nobody is perfect." Well, apparently, that's why it happens. He also pissed off Uma Thurman. Look, what is this? In an interview in 2005, he did something where he's like macking on Uma Thurman, but I think she didn't like it. So I think he like laid one on Uma Thurman, and Uma Thurman was like, "What to the what? Whatever. I digress. But you should be feeling better about yourself because you didn't get cracked out and hook up with a whole hooker and then think that it was appropriate to tell somebody that you were being held hostage. And that is why you need $10,000 to pay off this hooker who's been feeding you with drugs and poontang this whole time. I'm just saying is all, right? That's just how that goes. All right, what else we got to talk about here? Let's see. Oh, we could talk about Kanye. Do we talk about Kanye? Because, you know, Kanye is still up in the hospital with his 5150 that got extended. Now, this is my thing on Kanye. He is nuts, right? But is he crazy nuts or is he just freaking just socially nuts? That's what I'm wondering. Because this is my thing. It's been reported over and over again that he's kind of got money troubles, that Kim's one that's got all the money, that he just keeps blowing through all of his money on his fashions that are not even fashions. They're skin-toned freaking bodysuits that look a fright. And he just wastes money left and right, spending. He ain't got no money. Well, then he goes and cancels his concert, or his tour, I should say, because he's gone freaking cuckoo bananas. All he does is two songs and then rants, and everybody gets all upset. So then he cancels the rest of the tour, which means he's on hold for a lot of millions of dollars, because these arenas are already sold, tickets are already sold, people are already hired. There's a whole lot of stuff that goes on with that. And to get the insurance company to pay for it, he's got to have some sort of ailment. So he's already acts crazy all the time. So why not act even crazier and maybe get out of this foot in this bill? I ain't saying that's what the case is, but I'm just saying it's feasible that that could be the case, right? So I'm just saying I ain't hold my breath yet. We'll see how this whole thing plays out. Apparently, he's still up in jail, paranoid as fuck, acting a fool, going crazy, telling everybody that he's, I don't know what he's telling everybody, but all I know is Kanye's nuts, and I ain't so sure he's certifiable nuts. I just think that he realized that, holy shit, I just canceled this concert tour, and I owe a lot of people a lot of money, and the only way I can get insurance to cover it is if I am sick. And you know what? This may work. I'm just going to say, I'm going on the record right now to say that I bet you this works, because Kanye is the kind of crazy where they're like, it's probably easier to just pay this money and move on with my life, because Kanye is that serious kind of crazy. So we'll see how that shit plays out. I don't know. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. Pisses me off. The whole thing doesn't even piss me off. Actually, I find it somewhat fascinating. Piss me off. That was the wrong choice of words, because I was looking at something that does piss me off, and that is why I said pissed off when I was talking about the wrong story. But told y'all earlier where I was talking about that crazy woman going all nuts on people in Michael's because she had to pay a dollar for a bag, because that's the world we live in now. But this Raw Story website, I might be pulling more stories from here because I kind of like what they're saying up on here. But I love how they point out some of the shit that just people need to be aware of, right? But says right here on the Raw Story, this kind of shit annoys the fuck out of me. One, homeschool people are crazy. I'm just saying this, it's not good. That's my opinion. I don't care what you think about it, but part of school and part of life is being able to obtain social skills. And if you are only homeschooled and you don't know anybody but your parents and or a sibling, then you're not getting proper social skills and you don't integrate into society well. And to be quite honest, the people who do homeschooling, I'm not so sure their freaking curriculum is what it should be to allow people to freaking excel in this world. Maybe there's some exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, I call bullshit on it. Let your kid go out there and be a kid and meet other kids and do kid things. And yes, kids are going to do some stupid shit sometimes, but that's what kids do. And guess what? I still do some of my best learning from making some of my biggest mistakes. Okay. But this kind of shit annoys the fuck out of me, because the headline here reads, homeschool mom crushed by moral dilemma after son sees male cover girl wearing makeup. Oh, zoot alors, heaven forbid there should be people out there who do something different than what you do. But says, when 17-year-old James Charles was named the first male ambassador for CoverGirl this month, the company's message was simple. All of our CoverGirls are role models and boundary breakers, fearlessly expressing themselves, standing up for what they believe, and redefining what it means to be beautiful. The makeup brand said this in a press release. James Charles is no exception. But one mother did take exception to the brand's inclusive message, penning an article for the Homeschool Conservative. You know that's just a shit show, that freaking magazine right there. The Homeschool Conservative, Dolly help us all. Lamenting the impact a male cover girl had on her 6-year-old son. Mommy, why doesn't daddy wear makeup? 6-year-old Mark reportedly asked his mom, Sarah. Both of us were caught off guard. We didn't know how to answer. I don't know why, but the most logical thing we could think of at the moment was to say, no, that's a girl. Well, because you know, that's how fucking stupid you are. Because, no, it's obviously not a girl. A 6-year-old can tell the difference. You're doing yourself a disservice, and all you're doing is exacerbating the problem, because now you've added another level of confusion that the kid was not anticipating, because you are such a fucking dumbass that you can't freaking just say, like, you know what? Some people are different. Get over it. It's just how it is. When it became apparent that Charles is in fact a male, she told her kid, Daddy doesn't wear makeup because makeup is for girls. Well, Why is that boy wearing makeup? Her son pressed Sarah. Wait a minute. Okay, this is poorly written. Why is the boy wearing makeup? The kid wanted to know. Now, her moral dilemma is, do I lie to my son or do I tell my six-year-old my full opinion? I thought about lying and saying, that's how his eyes really look. Or do I tell the truth and have a deeper discussion with him? Maybe that's the way his mommy and daddy chose to raise him, but that's not how we are choosing to raise you. Does a parent end it there or continue to say, that is sinful and wrong. He shouldn't be doing that. And his parents are wrong. Now, let me tell you what you should have said, Sarah, when your kid asks, why doesn't daddy wear makeup? Because he doesn't want to. You know what it would have done? It would have ended the whole thing. Your daddy doesn't want to wear makeup. He doesn't like it. He doesn't need to. This guy, he chose to wear makeup. Daddy doesn't choose to wear makeup. If you really look around, most men don't choose to wear makeup. So you're not really in that much jeopardy of anything. But because you don't know how to parent and you're so fucking scared of the world around you that you can't come up with a logical fucking answer to let your kid know that some people might be a little bit different. Why doesn't daddy wear makeup? Because he doesn't want to. It doesn't have to become some fucking moral dilemma that involves fucking hours and hours of pontificating into some freaking journal called the Homeschools Conservative, which must be some kind of fucking shit show up. Ever seen one, right? Well, Sarah Kenyon wrote, it's a shame she and her husband cannot take their eyes off their son for a single second. That's a problem you got, not everybody else. Because you know what? A lot of us grew up with being running around, playing all day long. When the street lights came on, you came back home. Guess what? We're all freaking pretty damn normal. I don't really have any, like, I never experienced anything untoward by being able to go out and socialize with other children. And then she goes on, thank God we homeschool. Oh, Lord. Like, that statement in and of itself is just enough to make you just want to throw up in your mouth a little bit, right? Sarah said she's now forced to find a new makeup brand because she can't support CoverGirl's latest CoverGirl. She noted that the company's decision to include a male in makeup makes her hesitant to let her son go over to a friend's house. See, like, you're so scared of the fucking world around you that you just can't live it. Like, you're just going to isolate yourself from everything. And honestly, history has proven that that's the best way to move on in this world and have some sort of progress or being normalized. Ridiculousness. I can't wrap my brain around it to save my life. Please, there is not enough Dolly in the world for these people. She says, our world is headed in a direction where my six-year-old son is having to grow up so much faster than I want him to. Well, guess what? People have had that dilemma forever. No matter what it is, everybody's like, oh, my kid has to grow up faster than I want him to. Well, you know what? Your little baby ain't going to be six forever because soon this kid's going to be 16. And then you're going to be like, what the fuck? When they like start fighting back because they now start to like have some thoughts of their own and not be freaking smothered by your freaking conservatism and just like inability to like acknowledge the world that's out there. Because trust me, Sarah, homos ain't going anywhere. We ain't going nowhere at all whatsoever. You are stuck with us whether you like it or not. You can try to like shut us out. You can try to legislate us out. You can try to do whatever you want to get rid of us. And guess what? We ain't going nowheres. Homos is here to stay. That's just how it works. Homos is homos, and we will always be homos. Homos been around forever. They ain't going nowhere. So quit thinking that you're just going to sit here and pray away the homo, because it ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. It's not how any of that shit is ever going to work. I'm just saying is all. Ooh, shit. We's almost done here. I just looked at the time. Good thing I looked at it, too, because I could have just kept right on talking. I've been going right past the end of this thing. I've been like, uh-oh, how do I edit this shit out? When I don't want to edit nothing else that I'm talking about, because... just because then that takes time and effort, and Hollywood ain't got time or the effort to freaking do this kind of shit right here. But we got a couple of minutes. Is there a quick story that we can touch on real fast? Oh, I was going to talk about this, but maybe we'll have to wait till next episode because, you know, I think I've said it on here before and I'd say it again because what I understand is that Ellen DeGeneres is a generally not nice person. Her television persona is not the persona of the person behind the television camera. I'm just saying is all. Well, Kathy Griffin, who I think is hysterical. Some people don't like her. I find her hysterical. She's that redheaded comedian always doing shit with Anderson Cooper, stuff like that. She kind of like took over a mantle for Joan Rivers to an extent, but she will never be Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers was Joan Rivers, and there will never be another Joan Rivers. But she has a new book coming out called Kathy Griffin's Celebrity Run-Ins, My A to Z Index, where she basically calls bullshit on a whole bunch of people, one of which is Ellen DeGeneres and her nasty ways. And, maybe we'll touch on that on the next episode. We'll give you a little cliffhanger to make you want to tune in next time here on the Hollywood Hick. But that does it for me, y'all. I am going to get the hell out of here. I done said everything I got time to say here on the Hollywood Hick program right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. But follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Also follow me on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. I hope everybody is recovering from this Thanksgiving holiday. I still feel fat as a whale on account of I ate everything all weekend long, and I still got a refrigerator full of food, but I'm gonna have to work my way through it because we don't want to waste. I made a bunch of it into soup. That way I feel like it's not as fattening. That's how I roll, right? But that does it for me, y'all. Everybody be good, stay out of trouble, and I will talk to you bitches soon. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. Buh, buh. Ooh, lamb, ooh, lamb, ooh, lamb, ooh, lamb, ooh. Toodle-lam, 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 toodle-lam.